So as you're sitting, you can sense your feet on the floor and maybe sit a little bit toward the edge of your chair. So don't be, totally leaning, but just so you have a clearer connection with your skeleton and with your structure. That's right. So sense your both feet on the floor, your right foot, your left foot, and then each of your legs. And they might feel different, right? You might feel that one leg seems more present or more clear somehow, maybe longer than the other one. That's totally okay. This is kind of a translation of our sense of ourselves and how we use ourselves throughout our days and life. And then sense your pelvis, right? This big bowl-shaped bone that is our pelvis, our chair. And again, you have the right side and the left side. And they might feel different. The right side of your pelvis might feel different than the left side of your pelvis. Again, one might feel clearer than the other one. And there's nothing to change. We're taking a snapshot of where we are and how we feel ourselves. And then sense or imagine, envision your spine from the very, very top, very lower part of your spine, the bottom of your spine that is in your pelvis, actually in the back of your pelvis, where it starts with your sacrum and your coccyx. And then slowly imagine that you're going to sense or visualize each vertebra of your spine. And think of your spine and yourself as a three-dimensional being, right? So your spine is not a fine line that runs toward your back. It's actually there the back of your spine, which is what you can touch if you touch your back, but there's the front of your spine inside yourself. Somewhere in your abdomen for the lower part of your spine. And it has a real width, right? These bones are not tiny. So sense the lower part of your spine and this curve that we all have, and that is actually important in the lower part of our back. And then follow your spine, each vertebra, one at a time. Toward the middle of your back. Again, keep that sense, that visual of a three-dimensional structure. And sense it in between your shoulder blades. And slowly come toward the upper part of your back. And your vertebrae are less wide, less deep. As they go up your spine. And then you have, of course, your spine, the part of your spine in your neck. And there's again another little curve behind your neck. And then the last vertebra, which is called the atlas because it holds your skull, like the Greek god Atlas, who was holding the skies. So, your skull, your head rests on the top of your spine. You can sense your breathing and the movement of your breathing as you pay attention to your spine and your skull. That's right. You breathe in, you let the air come in, and then you breathe out. There's nothing special to do with your breathing. And then sense your skull, your head, with your lower jaw, your mouth, your teeth, the space inside your mouth. Your nose, and you might sense the cool air coming through your nose as you breathe in. Maybe you sense both nostrils, maybe one nostril is clearer. And then pay attention to your right eye. So you can keep your eyes closed and just think about your right eye. And where do you think? We say that our eyes are balls, a sphere, right? So you have that sphere of your right eye. And so there's the front of your eye, which is what we see when we see ourselves or when we see others. And then there's also the back of our eyes inside this eye socket in our skull. Can you think about the back of your eyes, especially your right eye at this moment? And how big or how small does your right eye feel to you? How much space does it take in your head, in your skull? And now bring your attention to your left eye in the same way. And it might be very different. It might feel different. It might be easier to sense or more challenging to sense. I don't know. And that really, again, shows our habits. We have strong habits in the way we use each part of our body, and our eyes are specifically tied to habits. So think about your left eye, this sphere, this ball. And pay attention to the front of your eye, to the back of your left eye. How big or small does it feel? Can you feel this, the shape of it, that round shape, or does it have a kind of a twisted shape for you? How much space does it take, your left eye, in your skull, in your head? And do you keep your breathing easy? Or does your breathing change? Or do you hold your breath when you think about your eyes, or maybe one eye? And now sense both of your eyes and imagine that, or sense, because it's the reality, they are floating in a little bit of warm liquid. There's this sense of floating, of lightness. So their weight doesn't push on the back, on the bottom of your eye socket, right? They're really floating in there. And when you have your eyes closed, maybe you see colors or shapes or lines or dark. Maybe there are different shades of dark. And again, sense if you feel one eye more than the other. If behind your eyelids, if you think that one eye actually sees more than the other, is more active than the other. And let that go. And very slowly, you can come back to have your eyes open. And with your eyes open, you can still sense, right? The right side, the left side, your eyes and your whole face. When we start to pay attention, we wake up our sensory system, right? So we feel, we sense things differently, and that's the goal of expanding our awareness, is to expand our sense of ourselves.